This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economics of sports is top of mind with the World Series Game 1 tonight at Fenway in Boston. But what if the sport is pro soccer and the stadium is in Nashville? There, activists persuaded the home team's owners to agree to a list of community benefits in return for public money for the stadium. How are those costs and benefits going? WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Even the day before the vote over the proposed 30,000-seat stadium in September, it wasn't clear the city council would approve the $225 million in financing and the low-rent land deal that the Nashville Soccer Club wanted. It was tense. Observers were left guessing whether the team had the votes for its stadium. But less than 24 hours earlier, the soccer club agreed to something most council members had demanded, a community benefits agreement, or CBA.
I have been converted. And I do believe that this is something that can be great for this city.
That's Councilwoman Sharon Hurt citing the agreement for winning her vote. She pointed out workers will earn at least $15.50 an hour, and a quarter of construction contracts will go to women or minority-owned businesses. The agreement also requires the developer to build affordable housing and a daycare center next door. So community supporters like Odessa Kelly, who was in on the negotiations, told the council the agreement could set a precedent for the city as it seeks concessions from big developers in the future.
This has been a great stride. Nashville Soccer Holdings has come a long way, a very long way, in helping us change how we do development in the city.
The flip side of it is it can be seen by developers and sports team owners as a way to really easily buy off the opposition, right?
And this is Neil DeMoss, author of Field of Schemes, a book critical of stadium deals nationwide. He says benefit agreements rarely equal what teams get in return.
It's chump change compared to the amount of money that you're going to be getting as a subsidy for the deal.
DeMoss says CBAs have become more common, but that they can be a distraction from whether tax dollars and city-owned land should be gifted to teams. Nashville stadium construction could start next year. In the meantime, the soccer club is putting together a citizen panel to oversee its promises. In Nashville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.